Well, we needed to give John, and frankly, every Angels fan, a little bit of time to recover.
You are Locked On MLB. Your daily MLB podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Hello, baseball fans. Welcome to Locked On MLB, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. This is the daily podcast. We talk about all of Major League Baseball. I am your host, Paul Francis Sullivan. If you don't believe me, look at my lower third. They call me Sully. I am now beginning my sixth season here as a podcaster here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Follow us at Locked On MLB Pods on Twitter or whatever the hell it's called now. And on Instagram, I'm your pal Simon, Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast on Instagram. And if you follow us here, or if you're watching us on the YouTube and you want to leave a comment, then do what you can please do. You could just please leave a comment saying you are in, where's my banner? I lost my banner. Anyway, I'm an everyday, say you're an everyday Sully, and everyone will be happy. Hey, also just a quick note that today's episode is brought to you by Jace Medical. Empower yourself when you purchase a Jace case. Providing with a personal supply of 5 antibiotics and treat more than 50 infections, get yours at jacemedical.com. Use code LOCKDOWN to get $20 off your first purchase. That's jasemedical.com. But hey, you see, I'm not the only person here. There's another person here who's nodding, who's amongst the guitars. They should be harps if you're an Angel fan. Shouldn't they be like lots of harps around you?
I'm pretty sure I got like a harp effect on one of my pedals. No, we could do it that way.
Well, he was not saying anything, so he was the Harpo Marx of this particular podcast. There's an up-to-date reference for you. Look it up. Ask your great-grandparents. It's John Frisch of the Super Halo Brothers and Locked On Angels. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Thanks for lying up front. We're recording this. We're recording this on the 15th of January, and my buddy John here asked me, because the first time we've talked this year, and he said, "Happy New Year, folks." The cutoff is now.
Yes, that's yes. It. Now we've that we've established that, yeah,
we're halfway through the first month. If you haven't seen someone yet, if it's someone that's really close to you, you should have said Happy New Year anyway. But hey, the calendar page flipped for Angel fans, and not a minute too soon. Oh, by the way, I'm recording this way too early to get any answers to the trivia question, which I know that I dropped on Monday, but this is, we're recording it kind of on top of it. So I'm repeating the trivia question that I dropped on the Martin Luther King episode, which is, what Boston player broke the color barrier of the 20th century color barrier in Boston? Who was the first African-American to play in Boston? And it was after the arrival of Jackie Robinson. So who broke the color line in Boston? That is the trivia question. And I'm going to, it's interesting to see what responses I'm going to get in that. So that trivia question is still up and running, but oh man, it was 2023 was a kick to the groin for the Angels. I mean, every minute I wanted to have you on the show, I kept thinking, ooh, it might be too soon. It might be too soon.
It hurts too much.
It hurts too much for a couple of reasons. First of all, for those of you who have been maybe living in the Truman Show and separated from reality, maybe
that's a good movie, though.
Great movie. Someone's maybe in deep hibernation or maybe has been floating on a raft, like in Castaway, another great movie. Let's just review what went wrong for Angel fans in 2023. First of all, despite playing footsie with contention, they did everything they possibly could wrong in the Ohtani situation. I had you on for the preview at the beginning of the year, and I said, you know what? I don't see this team as a contender. And you accused me of being part of the cynical mainstream media and
I did?
Yeah.
You're
just saying all the stuff. Their pitching's a lot better. They're a much deeper team now. And that wasn't actually 100% wrong. I think their pitching wasn't the issue. I think the issue was the wheels came off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they only got half a season from Mike Trout. And that's a disturbing trend. And Ohtani left.
He did.
It went up to five.
He did.
Didn't even have to buy a new house. but fortunately, you don't live around a lot of Dodger fans.
No, so, not me. Not in Pasadena.
Yeah, not right up the five from Dodger Stadium. And, oh, yeah, a very flawed Rangers team won the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're being battered and beaten, and like that scene in the Truman Show when the thunderstorm was hitting and he was screaming, "Is that the best you can do?" when you look back at the nightmare that was 2023, unless I'm going to throw another 90s movie reference at you, unless you're going to Men in Black that out of your head, hey, or another Jim Carrey reference, you're going to Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind that out of your brain.
There you go.
Watch these movies, folks. They're good. What hurt the most?
What hurts the most? I mean, honestly, like the Ohtani leaving the Angels was a gut punch, but obviously you could see it coming. Like as a fan, I'm thinking, you know, maybe he can be a guy who stays with the team and helps, you know, turn this franchise around. But honestly, I'd say the bigger gut punch, and here's another Jim Carrey reference for you, is Dumb and Dumber. Artie Moreno and John Carpino not leaving the Angels prior to 2023, because I think possibly solely we'd be in an entirely different situation if Artie had followed through on the sale of the team prior to 2023. Now, I understand he stuck around, kind of wanted to see how things would play out with Ohtani. That I felt like the depth moves that they made were really solid at the beginning of the season. And then your depth gets hurt. Gio Urshela breaks his pelvis, like, good grief.
That was surreal. That's a bad sign when you don't like to hear pelvis break.
Yes, pelvis fracture has become a trademark phrase on our show. But here's what I want to say is you'd think, yeah, you know what, fine, one more year, see how it goes. But kind of looking back with you know, 2020 vision, you think, well, Artie, I think, just wanted to collect all the Ohtani revenue that he could for one more year, because they didn't have a plan and a future for what the team could look like with a long-term investment in somebody like Shohei Ohtani. Now, whether he's right for this team or not is a totally different, separate question, because I honestly believe that now they have the chance to make the most of the DH and competitively and whatnot. But when you think about the fact that when you pay Ohtani the money that the Dodgers did, and they go over the luxury tax and they're going to incur all these penalties, they're going to make the whatever offset costs they get, they'll make that back in what, a year and a half, two years? Like,
yeah.
And so for me, one of the frustrations I've shared on Lockdown Angels is the fact that there's no long-term vision with this team. And if you look at the last 10 years, there really hasn't been a long-term vision at all. I mean, the Angels signed 15 international free agents on Monday, and I think that's the most they've signed in years. I could be wrong, but it certainly is a different tune with Perry Minassian than it was with Billy Epler and Jerry DePoto, who spent all his money on Roberto Baldokin and then couldn't play in the international market for 2 years and missed out on guys like Vladdy Guerrero and Yuli Gurriel and those guys. So all that to say, yes, it was a gut punch that Ohtani left. But setting up the season with a gut punch that Artie wasn't going to sell was, I think, an even bigger gut punch to Angel fans.
Yeah, and it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine about the missed opportunity of a Trout-Ohtani Angels era. And my friend was comparing it to LeBron's first tenure in Cleveland before he went to Miami. And I stopped him there. And I said, yeah, but even that Cleveland team made it to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got trounced by San Antonio, but they got there.
Right.
You know, they didn't have a winning season.
Right.
They couldn't reach the Everest of 500.
Right.
And when we get back and from our segment here, there is another element that I actually think, as an outsider, must have made this an even bigger gut punch. But with that may come hope for the very near future. Hey, who are we talking to right now? We're talking about Jace Medical. We do this show. This show's a respite. I talked about that a lot the other day. This is a show, and this is going to be a rough year for everybody, no matter where your stance is on anything. So I am promising you that this is going to be a safe place for fun and basically escapist thoughts. But reality can hit you, and it can hit you in an awful hurry. Now, look at, we take a look at things in health. According to the FDA, pharmacies are running out of antibiotics like amoxicillin right in the middle of this, which is one of the worst flu seasons we've had in over a decade. And that really scares me because I can't think of a worse feeling than thinking if one of my sons got sick while a supply chain issue kept them from getting life-saving medication that they needed. But thankfully, we're going to be okay because of Jace Medical. The Jace case is a pack of five different antibiotics to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, skin infections, all sorts of things, and the kind of stuff that can happen to any of us, and it does not discriminate. So what you should do is you should visit jacemedical.com and complete your physician encounter. It's reviewed by a board-certified physician, and your medications are dispensed by a licensed pharmacy at a fraction of the regular cost. It's never been more important to be prepared than today. So go to jacemedical.com and use offer code locked on to get $20 off your next order. That's jacemedical.com. And if we're going to be worried about our bodies, then do you know what? Let's just go the next route and worry about eBay Motors. I thought I had a flag for eBay Motors. I guess I don't. Hey, but eBay Motors is the place to go for your ride. Now, you've got a ride, right, John? You got your ride?
You got my ride, my reliable Toyota Corolla.
I've got my super sexy Ford Fiesta.
Hey.
That's my ride or die, and I got to keep it alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 120 parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Motors guaranteed fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. I like that. With all the parts you need and all the prices for the prices that you want and the copy you can read, it's easy to turn your car into the MVP and bring home that win. Keep your ride or die alive with ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. eBay guaranteed fit only available to U.S. customers. Sorry, Canada. eBay Motors, vroom, vroom. We're here with John Frisch of Locked On Angels. A thing that's really a big gut punch, but this is one reason why I'm actually think there's maybe some hope for the Angels moving forward. How long? I mean, Ohtani played for the Angels for what, is it six seasons?
Yes,
six full seasons.
Yeah, 2018 to 2023.
Yeah, and not only is that more than enough time to put a winner together,
right?
But the two teams that played in this year's World Series in 2021 were both 100-loss teams.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, they're facing off in the World Series. And by the laws of the collective bargaining agreement, one of the teams won. You could one of those teams that lost 100 games the year back from COVID won the World Series, and the other was the runner-up. And I believe Angel fans would have been thrilled to have lost the World Series in five games.
Right.
Because at least you'd have a pennant. At least you'd have that moment. You know, Mike Trout will always be linked to Bryce Harper because they came up at the same time, but they're very different kind of superstars. They're both multiple MVP winners. But at least Bryce Harper's had his Bryce Harper moment in the postseason with a big home run against San Diego and winning the NLCS Most Valuable Player and having big moments in that year's playoff push that got him to Game 6 of the World Series. Trout's play still is only his one postseason hit, and Shohei Ohtani is salivating for that right now. And I remember I had you on early and I said, like, oh, I hope the World Baseball Classic isn't the only highlight we're going to have with Ohtani and Trout. And it turned out to be. But tell me your thoughts about the fact that we have seen that teams can turn it around, even from the low point that Arizona and Texas were in just 2 years earlier.
Yeah, we had a great conversation about the 2001 Anaheim Angels, who went 75 and 87. They had a collective team OPS plus of 91, four starters with a 4.36 ERA or above. Then in 2002, they go on to win 99 games. They get into the World Series. They take it all. And what we tried to explain was that we're not looking at the 2023 team and saying, hey, they're going to the distance. But what we did notice about the 01 team is a lot of the same hitters were on the 2002 team. Now, they brought in DH Brad Fulmer, and that was a game changer for them.
But they didn't make the big – I remember that 02 team. They didn't make the big splashy move before that championship year.
Right, right. It was a lot of the same guys who played in 01 that played in 02. And so what we're talking about on Locked On Angels, we just had recently had this conversation, was just the philosophy change between whatever the heck you want to call 2023, between interim manager Phil Nevin and Matt and you know, Oak Tree Matt Wise, who just kind of stood there as a pitching coach, like, you know, like just all of these different coaching aspects that were like, what does that guy even do? And then you have a guy like Ron Washington come in, brings in Eric Young Sr. They bring in Barry Enright, who worked with the Arizona pitching coach, Brent Strom. You have Johnny Washington, who's coming over from the Cubs. And then you have Bo Porter, who's going to be the first base and base running coach. And all three of those guys have been very clear about what they want to bring to this team and what they want to emphasize. So while, you know, like we said, like we're not going to go the distance, but there's a floor to be raised solely. And I think it starts with Ron Washington helping to shape up the defense. I think what Bo Porter had to say about putting pressure on the other team, because when you get predictable, then the other team doesn't have to change their game plan. He said, when you're predictable, then they don't have to coach. They don't have to do anything. So all of that to say, it's disappointing as a fan in this offseason to not see any significant moves. Now, Mike and I have our theories about why that is, but you feel like with a pitching coach who emphasizes race to two strikes, don't show your best weapon to get strike one, and emphasizes pitch efficiency, you could see that maybe Reed Detmers and Patrick Sandoval having seasons that look more like 2022 rather than this past season, where they were fine in 23. But you look at Sandy and he had a sub 3 ERA in 2022. It's like, where'd that guy go?
Right.
So I think in a roundabout way, it's this coaching staff, I think, is really going to raise the floor on some of these young players. And who better than Ron Washington to work with guys like Logan Ohapi and Mickey Moniak and Zach Neto and Nolan Schanuel. I think that he's the perfect choice for this very young team.
And I think that one of the things I remember from the book Moneyball, not the movie Moneyball, but the book Moneyball, Ron Washington's a character in the movie too, but he's prominently featured in the book in that one of his disagreements he had with Billy Beane was that Ron Washington was a product of 80s baseball. And 80s baseball was all about the stolen base.
Mm-hmm.
It was all about the base, but it was never about treble. And they were always, you had teams like, you know, the Cardinals and the Astros and the Royals and these teams that had jackrabbits on their team. You know, Tim Raines going first to third. You know, Eric Davis stealing 70 bases. You had 100 stolen base players, not just Ricky Henderson, but like Vince Coleman, you know, on that team. And the Cardinals seemed to be a factory for these jackrabbits who would just sort of would be going there. And that was the era of baseball that when Ron Washington was a player for primarily Minnesota, that he was part of that whole crew and mindset.
Right.
You know, Otis Nixon and all them. And he was frustrated that the A's were, you know, the stolen base was verboten.
Mm-hmm.
Now, partly because it was the steroid era. And the whole idea was just get on base and have one of our lumberjacks hit a 3-run home run. Doesn't matter. Who cares? Just, you know, just get on base. That was the part of the book in the movie they left out, is that they're all injecting horse serum into them to make them look like Paul Bunyan. But he was frustrated. And I've often thought about, you know, Ricky Henderson, who I talked about on the Christmas show, that if I think I said, if you take all of the players who have led the league in the American League in the 25 years since Ricky Henderson has played, the league leaders, you would still be like several hundred short of his record. If you stole 60 bases a year, every year for 20 years, you'd be nowhere near Ricky Henderson's total. And what I wonder if Ricky Henderson would be leading the league with 40 stolen bases now. But I'm gonna tease that into our final segment as Ron Washington, and maybe this sign of hope. There is a more recent champion that I think should be the prototype for a winning Angels squad. Hey, did you know there's football playoffs going on now?
Some people
enjoy the game of football. And evidently, a team in Buffalo and a team in Detroit won. And let me tell you something. I wish I took that information and went to FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. I bet there's money on the Lions. Boom! That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So I guess it didn't matter. The app, it's so easy to use, and there's so many different ways to bet and so many different ways to use the word parlay. Like live same game parlays, find bets in the new Explore tab, make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, which is French for speak, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/lockedon and make your first bet an easy chip shot field goal. Parlez-vous FanDuel? Mais oui! It's the official partner of the NFL. Hey, quick note. Locked On has launched the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel on YouTube. Locked On Sports Today is here for you 24/7, covering the top stories of the day with local experts of Locked On, plus our national shows covering every league. Go to Locked On Sports Today on YouTube and subscribe to the first ever national sports 24/7 streaming channel. We're here with John Frisch, one of the Super Halo brothers, and the host, or one of the hosts, of Locked On Angels. There was a team in the last 10 years who changed their identity to be that of a base running team that always had people on their heels with a little bit of unpredictability and forced errors, sometimes literally forcing errors and forcing people to make bad decisions. And that was the Kansas City Royals. When they went to the World Series in back-to-back years, and especially the year they won, and they wound up, you know, I know you know they beat the Angels in 2014.
Yes, they did. I was at game one.
Extra inning loss there. I was at game three of the World Series in San Francisco that year. But especially the year they beat the Mets in the World Series. If you remember, They had some good hitters on that team, obviously Moustakas and Hosmer.
Sure.
But they had a lot of guys, the Escobars and this nonstop, the Terrence Gores, everyone coming off the bench, and each one it was like, and now pinch running Barry Allen. You know, everyone was so fast.
Yeah.
And you saw with the Mets, you saw it when they beat the Astros, who had an early lead in that series, but they made all these terrible blunders. And you saw the way when they beat Toronto, that they were, you knew they were going first to third. You knew they were going to steal that base. And even when they tied the game in the series against the Mets, when Hosmer, you know, it was a ground ball to third, the third baseman threw it to first, and then Hosmer broke for home and forced them to throw home, and they panicked, mm-hmm. and the tying run scores. There was constantly putting pressure. It's not just about building the stolen base numbers.
Right.
It's about having the defense on their heels constantly, because you know it's not a lumbering base to base. We're waiting for a home run. And I think there had been so much of that in the steroid era. There had been so much of that in baseball that when a team like that emerged with Kansas City, no one knew what the hell to do with it.
Right. It was refreshing.
And Ron Washington, who is from that mindset, was frustrated they couldn't do that in Oakland. I will bet you, I will go to FanDuel and bet
please
that Ron Washington will want to make this kind of like the 2015 Royals, or like, you know, the Cardinals teams where they would have Coleman and, you know, Ozzie Smith and Lonnie Smith and you know, Willie McGee and all those guys, Tommy Herr. And I would love to see the Angels be that kind of team.
Can I share a quote from Bo Porter?
No.
That just really no. took.
You may, took you me may not. You
I may not. Not. Come on.
All right. I will allow it.
So he said, this is on making the other team play faster than they mm-hmm. want to play. He said, it's understanding that when the other team has to defend every aspect of the game, your team becomes dangerous. You only allow a team to relax when you become predictable. And if there's anyone on your roster that is straight predictable, then you're allowing the other team to not have to coach, and we're not going to allow that. Man, that to me was like, mm-hmm. yes, that's all I needed to hear from Bo Porter. Yep. Like, I had no idea what to think of him coming in as first base coach. And the fact that that is where the emphasis is, that's hard to say. I'm really glad that that's what he's going to put emphasis on this year.
And Bo Porter was part of the 2000 A's where Ron Washington was on the coaching staff
yeah.
of that team.
Yeah.
So I bet the two of them were looking at each other going, can I please steal a base? What the hell is going mm-hmm. on here? But, and I personally, I got to say, maybe I am a product of the 80s. I grew up watching baseball in the 80s. I miss that.
Yeah.
One of the things that I really loved about the rule changes, I don't love every rule change that they made, but I do like the pitch clock. Get in there. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I do like the rules that have made stolen bases more prevalent.
I was just going to say, Sully, they literally changed the rules of Good. The game to help with, you know, more base hits, more gap-to-gap hits, going first to third. And the Angels emphasized the home run last year.
Well,
with, you know what I'm saying?
I think this goes from the top down. I've been making this joke for years now, but I will continue. And it's funny that Ron Washington, who was a former Ranger manager, and they were one poorly timed Nelson Cruz leap away yes. from winning the World Series in 2011, between you know, Ron Washington and C.J. Wilson and Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton and David Fries. You know, I've said that Artie Moreno will stop at nothing to win the 2011 World Series. He's just he is obsessed with the 2011 World Series.
It's so true.
If they have a change of mindset, I think that will go a long way. I think that they – and I think – being the team, to bring up another Brad Pitt film, like The Big Short, like everyone's going this way, you go the other way. I think having a team that is fast-paced and getting people on their heels will be so great. And also, as I said, I grew up watching the game when there's a runner on first and everyone's staring at him.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, that's why, like when Ricky Henderson was on the Yankees for those 3 or 4 years, and you knew that right behind him were like hitters like Willie Randolph and Don Mattingly and Dave Winfield and, you know, Paliarulo or Clark or whoever it is, those big sluggers were going to be seeing big fat pitches because the pitcher didn't want to throw a curveball because they were too busy thinking about Ricky Henderson.
Right.
And that notion of like, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? It makes it for a much more thrilling game than lumbering from station to station.
Right. Right. Well, and I think if the Angels emphasize contact and getting on base, then you're going to see a lot more out of guys like Mike Trout and even Anthony Rendon. Like, I know he's got the injury bug. I know Trout's had the injury bug, but I think between them having the DH available this season for them, and also perhaps, I mean, look, we were all kind of laughing at Anthony Rendon's one home run.
I would say, what was his plural home runs with Anthony Rendon?
But I understand like his power was kind of zapped last year, but like he's a gap hitter. He's Tony Two Bags for a reason. And so with everybody emphasizing the home run in the coaching aspect, I just think that they were working backwards last year. So I'm hoping for a lot more contact. You know, Johnny Washington was one of the guys in the Cubs, you know, system that worked with Cody Bellinger to tell him, hey, when you have two strikes on you, make contact king rather than keeping on swinging for the home run. And everybody was scared of Bellinger's exit velocity going down. But I'm like, but that's the reason he got a 307 average this season. Yeah, like he changes his approach from swinging for the fences to I'm just going to put it over there. That's something I hope that, you know, from the Cubs brain trust, Johnny Washington brings with him to the Angels this season.
I'm going to leave you one last thing.
And hit me.
Sometimes I think when a cloud is removed from a team, you see that there's people may relax a little.
Mm.
No one's going to be thinking about what's going to happen with Ohtani, what's going to happen. We already know.
Sure.
It's almost like a bad breakup. But then that morning you wake up like, well, I got my life to lead now. What do I have to do? And I've seen it. We've all seen it happen.
Yeah.
When a big star leaves a team, and everyone's all up in arms, and this, how are they going to respond? And so many times you'll see a team dust themselves off and be like, well, that's not a distraction anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're not constantly, all the entire year last year was what's going to happen with Ohtani? What's going to happen with Ohtani? We now know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And that has to weigh on a team. That has to weigh on a team. You better start winning now, otherwise the Ohtani thing's a disaster. Well, it was.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I remember my post-college girlfriend, when she broke up with me, the next morning I woke up and I was like, all right, well, time to dust myself off and live my life.
Exactly.
And that led me directly to the Locked On Podcast Network.
So full circle, you. Baby.
Thank you for breaking up with me back in 1997. And speaking of breaking up, John Frisch, tell me about your great podcast.
Yeah, you can find us on YouTube at Locked On Angels, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your podcast. And of course, find us on Twitter, X, whatever it's called today.
It's Twitter.
Yeah, I still call it Twitter.
Of course.
You can find us at Locked On Angels on Twitter and at Super Halo Bros on Twitter and Instagram. And yeah, we'd love to have you join us for more Locked On Angels when you get a chance.
And we are not on Friendster.
No.
We're not on AOL chat rooms, but follow us at Locked On MLB Pods on Twitter and on Instagram. I'm your pal, Sully. I'm at Sully Baseball on Twitter, Sully Baseball Podcast, Instagram, and please, please like and share the YouTube here. Talking about the Angels' hope for the future and where they may fit in the echelon of baseball and why, do you know what? Like with the Rangers and Diamondbacks, good days might be around the corner. This has been a Locked On MLB, Locked On Angels crossover. He's John Frisch. I'm your pal, Sully.